Fantastic Audio presents The Best of Arthur C. Clarke, the collected stories of Arthur C. Clarke, 1937 to 1999.
According to my indefatigable bibliographer, David Samuelson, my first attempts at fiction appeared in the Hewish magazine for autumn 1932. I was in on the editorial board of the school journal, which is presided over by our English master, Captain E.B. Mitford, to whom I later dedicated my collection, The 9 Billion Names of God. My contributions were letters, purporting to be from old boys, working in exotic environments, which clearly had science fictional inspiration. But what is science fiction anyway? Attempts to define it will continue as long as people write PhD theses. Meanwhile, I'm content to accept Damon Knight's magisterial, science fiction is what I point to and say, that's science fiction. Much blood has also been spilled on the carpet in attempts to distinguish between science fiction and fantasy. I've suggested an operational definition. Science fiction is something that could happen, but usually you wouldn't want it to. Fantasy is something that couldn't happen, though often you only wish that it could. The writer of science fiction is faced with a problem which the writers of so-called mainstream fiction, devoted to a tiny subsection of the real universe, don't have to worry about. They seldom need to spend pages setting the scene. Sometimes one sentence will do the trick. When you read, "It was a foggy evening in Baker Street," you're there in a millisecond. The science fiction writer, constructing a totally alien environment, may need several volumes to do the job. The classic example is Frank Herbert's masterwork, Dune, and his sequels. So it's rather surprising that many of the finest works of science fiction are short stories. I can still recall the impact of Stanley Weinbaum's A Martian Odyssey when the July 1934 Wonder Stories arrived. When I close my eyes, I can see that characteristic Paul cover. Never before or since did I read a story and then go straight back to the beginning and read it right through again. So perhaps a short story is to the whole science fiction genre as the sonnet is to the epic poem. The challenge is to create perfection in as small a space as possible. But how long is a short story? I'm sorry you asked me that. The shortest one you'll find in this volume contains 31 words. The longest, almost 20,000. Beyond that, we enter the realm of the novella. Horrid word. Please remember that while these stories were written, the world underwent greater changes than the whole of previous history. Inevitably, some of them have been dated by events. However, I've resisted all temptations for retrospective editing. To put matters in perspective, roughly a third of these stories were written when most people believed that talk of spaceflight was complete lunacy. By the time the last dozen were written, men had walked on the moon. By mapping out possible futures, as well as a good many improbable ones, the science fiction writer does a great service to the community. He encourages in his readers flexibility of mind, readiness to accept, and even welcome change. In one word, adaptability. Perhaps no attribute is more important in this age. The dinosaurs disappeared because they could not adapt to their changing environment. we shall disappear. If we cannot adapt to an environment that now contains spaceships, computers, and thermonuclear weapons. Nothing could be more ridiculous, therefore, than the accusation sometimes made against science fiction that it is escapist. That charge can indeed be made against much fantasy, but so what? There are times this century has provided a more than ample supply when some form of escapism is essential. And any art form that supplies it is not to be despised. And as C.S. Lewis, creator of both superb science fiction and fantasy, once remarked to me, who are the people most opposed to escapism? Jailers. C.P. Snow ended his famous essay, Science and Government, by stressing the vital importance of the gift of foresight. He pointed out that men often have wisdom without possessing foresight. Science fiction has done much to redress the balance. Even if its writers did not always possess wisdom, the best ones have certainly possessed foresight. And that is an even greater gift from the gods.